Smile. 90.4 FM.
So this morning on the show, we want to know if there's something you're still upset about, something that happened when you were a kid you haven't been able to let go yet.
Okay, well, when I was in primary school, I got a new Tamagotchi. That was when it was just new on the market and everyone wanted one. And then I got one for my parents and I was super excited. And I got a lanyard on it to put it around my neck and to feed it when it needs to be fed. And then one day, my little naughty brother got it, and then he started to swing it around on his arm. And with a long swing, he swung it against the wall, and it smashed a smithereen. And I was super upset about it.
Well, we've got Johan on the line. Hey, Johan. That's a bit swak, hey, that you knew exactly what you were doing and you broke Lenise's Tamagotchi.
Very bad afterwards, though. Ach, so see, ek is baie jammer, hoor.
Dis okay, ek vergewe jou weer.
Ach, oulik julle, lekker dag.
As hy vergeet nie, ek sê nou.
When I was grade 10, which is at 9, we had this very mean, sarcastic biology teacher. And after an exam, a test I wrote, he marked my papers and he called me and he looked at me and he said, you know, I only have one word of advice for you. And he says, marry rich. And I will never, ever forget that.
What?
So fast forward years later, about 10, 12 years later, I'm at theater on the bay with my husband watching a play. And lo and behold, he is one of the ushers. And he looked at me and he says, hi, how are you? What have you done since you left school? And I looked at him sarcastically and I said, I'm married rich. I had to get that off my chest because it's something that will haunt me forever, you know. I mean, teachers never realize the impact they have
True.
On their students,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah.
Well, how did he react, Yumna?
He just looked at me.
He probably forgot. He probably forgot.
I think he probably did. He probably did. But it was something that would stay with me forever.
Probably thought he was being funny at the time. Did you marry rich, though?
Yes. my older sister, I was about 5 and she was about 8, decided she just wanted to check something. So she stuck a hose pipe in my one ear, turned the tap on full blast, and checked for water coming out the other ear.
Oh, my gosh.
Perforated my eardrum and forgot that there possibly was a brain in between, but she still told me, I haven't got one anyway, so she was just testing.
No!
I'm 47, I still haven't gotten over it. I mean, still just like Big Bird, just like Casimir. Oh, my God. No.
What's
never.
The story with Big Bird?
Look, there was this one scene, right, where Big Bird was standing in the doorway, and it was, like, dark, and the light from the passage just shining in, and It just looked really terrible, you know. One night, my mother came off from the night shift. She had really poofy hair, you know. I woke up in the dark, like it was maybe 9 o'clock at that. I don't know. I was a young child. I looked at the doorway. There was Big Bird. I was like, no. You know, it scared the hell out of me.
It's time, I think, that you heal these old childhood traumas.
Just become desensitized.
No. Here's a little something for you, Zulfa.
Oh, hi. Well, it's time for a rhyme with your old pal, Big Bird. That's me.
We managed to get hold of your mum.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.